Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I've
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give the Lord all honor and praise tonight for allowing us to come together in one accord, and we thank God for just being in this place, His presence being with us. Amen. So as we get ready to get started, let's go to a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you as we embrace this moment. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit tonight, Lord God. Thank you for doing what you desire to do and the way you desire to do it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for showing us so strong tonight. And Holy Spirit, we thank you as we come humble, we come, Lord God, we come hungry, and we come in expectation, we come thirsty for your presence, oh God. Thank you for us being filled and even maintained satisfied as well in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you that you shall continue to do a work inside of us, oh God. We thank you that even as we come constantly, Lord God, into your presence, Lord, we thank you as we remain in that place, oh God. Thank you that they that dwell in the house of the Lord, Lord God. We thank you that as we dwell there, Lord God, all the days of our life, we thank you, Lord God, for you have mercy on us always and forever. And we thank you, Lord God, for your hand being upon us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for doing a work, a special work in us, oh God. And we thank you as we surrender ourselves to you. Holy Spirit, move by your Spirit tonight. Move freely as we open ourselves to receive tonight, as we also give. Thank you, Lord God, for the impact of this message tonight, Lord God, that it shall touch even this hour. It shall touch, Lord God, all those who are listening, Lord God, and those who are tuning in, even from the recordings as well as the live action as well, in Jesus' name. So thank you for the proper impact that should be made in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for revelation and even for a greater scope, even range of operation to be done in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, show you so strong. And we thank you, Lord God, as we continue in your presence tonight, Lord God. Do what you desire to do. And we thank you that you know every need that's before us tonight, everything that everyone has before you, Lord God. We thank you for meeting them right where they are in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises against us in judgment, you shall condemn in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for your presence tonight, Lord God. Do what you desire to do in the way you desire to do, Lord God, that we shall continue to give your name all the honor and glory and praise. So, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this process tonight. As we go through and go forth in Jesus' name, thank you for giving us a greater understanding, greater impact, Lord God. Thank you for even your presence to be poured out even the more on us in Jesus' name, that we should experience you and have a lasting effect, Lord God, that will never disappear or never decrease in the name of Jesus. So, Father, thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for each and every heart that's prepared tonight. You know what they need in this time, this hour. Lord, meet them there tonight, Lord God, as we come humble, Lord God, as we come even thirsty, Lord God, for you. Lord, we thank you for fulfilling and touching our lives, Lord God, that you never touched us before. And we thank you, Lord God, for change happening, Lord God, even as we take your word, Lord God, and we apply your word. Thank you for the results of your word in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise, give you honor and glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We just praise the Lord for his presence tonight. As we get ready to get started on this call, amen. We thank God for every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Everything is important. Everything has purpose. Everything has planned. Everything in this time, this hour, we come in a spirit of expectation for God to move in an awesome and mighty way tonight. So, amen. As we get ready to get started, we're going to go to, let's go to, for the prophetic moment, let's go to Psalms 51. Psalms 51. Familiar, but purposeful scripture. Psalms 51, verse 1, for the prophetic moment. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou desirest truth in thy inward parts, and the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my transgression. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me in thy free spirit. Then will I teach the transgressors thy ways, and the sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou guilt, the guilt of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud thy righteousness. And, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Thou shalt be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. Amen. Now, this, you know, we've all heard, well, I was going to miss it all, but I'm sure a lot of us have heard and read Psalm 51. And it was at a time where David needed to be restored. David fell from grace, and he sinned, killed a man, stripped a man's life, and killed a man. You know, he did some things that wasn't so pleasing to God. You know, he just really missed the mark. When the prophet, this is also to the time when Nathan the prophet came unto him, and after he had gone, you know, into Bathsheba, he had to, he committed sin with Bathsheba. And this is where, or the adultery with Bathsheba, this is where he had his experience, and from that, he couldn't just stay in that situation. He had to get it right. And see, sometimes we, you know, sad to say, sometimes God has to allow us to be humbled. So let me pray through this part. Father, thank you for your prophetic moment. Now, Lord, speak. Do what you desire to do. Share your heart upon your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as I was saying, I want to go to verse 6 as one of my focus verses. I'm pretty sure I can use the whole thing, but especially this verse. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. All right, let's deal with truth. Some of us are right now in this time and season are struggling. Some of us are having a time
getting past our past and really letting it go, letting it stay where it is. And you know, it's almost like, you know, like your past is mimicking Jesus, that at the time that it should be buried and put to rest, it's trying to resurrect in you. And sometimes because of what we allow is why it seems like our past just won't die away, or what we've been through wouldn't just go away. It's hard to move forward in a backward situation. Some of you right now in this time are feeling low because you feel like you should have accomplished more, feel like you should have done more, and feel like, you know, some things you've done in the past has catched up with you to where now you can't, it's hard to go forward. But we have to have a mind to forget. We have to position ourselves to forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, we have to come to a place of understanding and realize, guess what, you missed it, you did wrong, or whatever the case may be. Things didn't go well, didn't go as planned, and so guess what, it's over. Let it go. If not, your sin will ever be before you, because the accuser of the brother will continuously accuse you until you master the past. It's going to be hard to exist in the present and go further into the future. We must come to a place of forgetting. Lord, help us to forget tonight. Help us to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. Glory to God. We have to know how to let go and let God, for real. And I'm just not singing a verse of a song, but it's truth. If we don't learn to forgive ourselves and let it go, whatever it is that we've done or didn't do, and matter of fact, even for those things that other people have done to us, God wants to move in our lives, but it's going to take us forgetting those things which are behind. You know, and some things, even some accomplishments. Yes, we rejoice on what happened years ago, but you can't stay there now. You got to move forward. Some of us are literally stuck in time. We can't go forward because we're so caught up on what happened then that we can't live now. We can't even see tomorrow. It's a blur. But we have to be willing to separate ourselves from what happened before and embrace now and press forward to tomorrow. We have to be willing to pay the price. We have to be willing to do what's necessary. God wants to really touch your hearts tonight. God is preparing doors to be open for you. He's also shutting down doors that need to be closed. He just needs your cooperation. Don't go back and undo what God has done for you when he is finished. Glory to God. So he desires truth in your inward parts. He wants you to be honest with yourself and honest with him. Well, first of all, honest with him, honest with yourself, and also then honest with others. He wants you to be, don't be afraid of the whole truth. This is not the time to hold back on those things that we know that we need to do, and just, you know, for some crazy reason, we just hold on to it and just don't do anything with it. And also, this is the time and season that we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to see ourselves through, now let me say this. Don't look at yourself or don't be caught up on what you see from the natural. Amen? Don't be so caught up on what you see from the natural, because the natural is temporary. What you see right now is temporary. But what you have not seen is going to be permanent. It's going to be a place where God is. And we have to be able to move forward and forgetting those things which are behind. So tonight, this is your moment. You know, forget those things, Lord. Hallelujah. Forget those things which have weighed you down and hindered you. Forgive them. Let them go. Those who offended you, those who hurt you, those who took advantage of you, let them go. They're not worth missing your destiny in God. Glory to God. This is a time, a season that we got to press beyond ourselves. We have to go beyond what's comfortable. We have to go beyond the popular and do what's right for God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to do what's right for God. He's watching. He's all season. Not only is he watching, but he's expecting. Amen. God is expecting. He's expecting us to go forth and pursue, and not only pursue but accomplish the work that he was sent for us to do. So same with God. There's some things he will desire for us to accomplish and get done, and he needs our cooperation. Hallelujah. So even for you right now who is listening, we thank God for you, but just as your moment, this is your time, do not miss your season. Because if you miss the season, you don't know how long it's going to be before you get it back again. There's just no telling. But this is the time to embrace the presence of God. This is the time to cling to that which is good, abhor, or be away from that which is evil. This is not the time to give up on those who love us or who need us. Amen. This is not the time to give up. Okay, let me say it like this. This is not the time to give up on your assignment. Put an assignment before some of you have walked away and flat left it right there for the ride. But this is not the time to walk away from what God has called you to. This is not the time for you to abandon the promises of God in your life. This is not the time to abandon his word. This is not the time to abandon your prayer life. This is not the time to turn your back and go the other way. This is not the time. Hallelujah. This is not the time. Pick up that towel. Don't you dare throw it in. Pick up the towel. Wipe your sweat and you get back in the ring. Come on. This is the time that you got to. This is a top of a gut check, a heart check. Amen. This is the time that you got to search deep within. This is the time that you got to look within yourself and see the greater God in you. This is the time, hallelujah. This is the time to stand up and stand out. This is the time to take flight like eagles do, amen. This is not the time to sit back and allow yourself to be caught in depression. This is not this time. This is not the time for depression. I bind up that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I command you by the presence of God. I release the spirit of God to move through these lines and touch every person who's listening in the name of Jesus. Those who are bound up by not only life but situations, in the name of Jesus, we bind up now. In the name of Jesus, we loose your presence, your power, in the anointing, in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We declare that you're free. Whomever is sent free is free indeed. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for touching their hearts tonight, setting them on fire in their spirit. Oh, God, moving them from glory, from faith to faith, glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, let your presence rest upon them. Let your hand move upon their life in Jesus' name. Lord God, this is their season. This is their time as they embrace you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for favor in this hour. Favor in this hour. Favor, 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 favor. Matter of fact, crazy favor. Unorthodox favor, uncommon favor, glory to God, unlimited favor, my God, uncommon favor to be released now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for favor that break barriers, move mountains, and bust down walls. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, boy, the power of God. We declare and decree right now they're free. I speak upon glory to God. Isn't this done flip? Oh, God, I speak to every burden. It is upon your head, the listeners tonight. I speak upon every burden that's upon their shoulders. Oh, God, we could be crushed by the anointing right now in the name of Jesus. Those weights and those bondages are no longer on you in the name of Jesus. I speak about Shikero Bosha. We destroy that weight now in the name of Jesus. We command stress to go now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We speak healing to those bodies right now that's going through, oh, God, tumor. We speak to every diabetic. We speak to any kind of arthritis. We bind you up now in the name of Jesus. We render you powerless right now in Jesus' name. We command even the circumcision of joints to be strengthened and moistened in Jesus' name, the cartilage to come back and restore. and those who need it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for restoring all now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them to take up their bed and walk. Those who are sick and afflicted in their bed right now, where it looks like they're about to give up, where it looks like things are not looking the way they want to look, we speak life now in the name of Jesus, oh God. My video shop. Can these bones live again? Oh, these dry bones live again. We speak life now. I speak life into that marriage that's about to die, that marriage that's on life support, that person's body who's about to give up and crumble and fall. We speak life into you now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we call a reunion of the union in the name of Jesus, that their oneness will come back again. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we bind the division of the enemy. We bind that spirit of division. We bind right now every attack, every subtle attack, every plain attack, every voodoo attack. We bind it, every black magic. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every witch, every warlock. In the name of Jesus, we're trying to come against that marriage or those marriages right now, the name I bind your shit. We command your tongue to be stuck to your roof of your mouth. In the name of shut up in the Monshaniosa. Oh no, you won't. In the name of Jesus, we speak life into that marriage now. You will not die. You shall live. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the hedge of protection upon that family now. I command even the head of the house to raise up and line up with the word of God so you can protect your home, that you are the priest of your home. In the name of Jesus, I will thank you for a new and reclaimed heart as you line up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for a renewing of their faith right now. Hallelujah. No more looking back. Yeah. And those who are struggling, hallelujah, financially, Lord God, my day, Osha, when the enemy comes in like a flood, we, the Spirit of the Lord, will lift up a standard against him. Or like a flood, glory to the name, my day, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for renewing, Lord God, your presence in their life like never before, that even in every area of finances they've been struggling at, Lord God. Thank you for raises, oh God, for promotions in Jesus' name. Oh God, thank you for new jobs for some people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, it's time to move. It's time to move. It's time to move. It's time to move spiritually and naturally. In the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. It's time to relocate. It's time to move to another place. Bullshit, you've been dwelling in that place and it's too small and you've been there too long. Glory to God, it's time to move. Thank you, Lord God, for uncommon favor to be relocated to a new place, a better place, a place that's beyond under their budget. But, Lord God, thank you for thank you for greater provisions, oh God, favor. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you got that house covered. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, those houses are covered in Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you that you got the building. You caused it to happen. You're creating the money and supplies. Everything that they need to be successful, God, you are creating and putting in place now in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we thank you for favor and once again, oh God, and we thank you for renewed passion, even of your word, in the name of Jesus, for those who have lost their hunger, lost their fire, lost their thirst. God, restore now, in the name of Jesus, you desire truth in your inward parts, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you. They will take this time, to cry out to you and ask you for forgiveness and to share their true whole heart. This is not the time to hold back the grudge. This is not the time to hold back your concerns. This is not the time to hold back the rejection. Everything that you've been feeling, this is the time now to come forth and release it and let it go. Give it to God. Hallelujah. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you tonight. He's waiting on you. Hallelujah. Open up your heart and release and let go. In the name of Jesus. Someone who's struggling for an inheritance, Lord God, that belongs to them, thank you for opening the door for them to receive now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for that big payoff in Jesus' name. Oh, God, someone's trying to go to school and getting a hard time. Thank you for causing the right financial aid. As a matter of fact, the right Pell Grant to come forth. They won't have to pay a dime in the name of Jesus. And it shall go forth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making it happen for them now in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for moving upon their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Thank you. For causing, Lord God, an uproar. Huh? Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the kingdom of darkness, caused an uproar, caused confusion, caused a panic, caused a fret. Lord God, cause anything, Lord God, that happened that you should get all the glory for it in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for even for raising up of intercessors right now, Lord God. Thank you for raising up intercessors that hear from your hear your voice, hallelujah, and shall move according to thy word in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Lord, thank you for moving by your spirit tonight. Thank you for touching each and every one where they are. You know what they need, oh God, and we thank you. You desire truth in their inward parts, oh God, and everything that's hidden, oh God. You want it, give it to you. And so, Lord, thank you that they open up their hearts and give you those struggles, those secret places, those places that are not covered by your presence, oh God. Give them those secret areas of their struggle. Areas, my God, someone's struggling with sexuality. We bind up that spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we call you to be free. Who is be free? Whoever set us free? Amen. Whoever is free? Whoever the Son is set free? Whoever the Son set free is free indeed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So this is your moment of liberty. This is your moment of freedom. We declare and decree now in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, we go back to that experience that happened that caused you to feel the way, even that opened you up for that door, opened up that door for that experience to happen, for that spirit to enter. I bind that spirit from the root in the name of Jesus. We curse you at the root, and we command you loose them now. Let them go. Let them be free. Let them be free. And we declare they're free, spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus, no longer a slave to you. In Jesus' name, we claim you go back to the pit of hell from which you came now, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God. We bind that spirit of adultery, even in the name of Jesus, even adultery, fornication. We bind you up now in the name of Jesus. We command you to go back to the pit of hell from which you came. In the name of Jesus, we declare they're free. Whomever the Son set free is free indeed. They are free now, this moment, this time, this hour, now, with no struggle, no strain. Thank you for you for them picking up the Bible and begin to get it, the word, never before. As they get into the word, they will find themselves in the word. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, raise them up, raise them up, raise them up, raise them up, raise them up. Raise up these intercessors, raise up the prophets, oh God. Hallelujah. Raise up the apostles, oh God. Raise up the pastors, the teachers, and the evangelists, oh God. Raise them up, oh God. Raise them up. Raise up the elders, even the bishops, oh God. Raise them up, oh God. Raise them up in the name of Jesus, oh God. They will take their place in the kingdom, and they shall go forth now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for them to come into divine alignment with thy will, oh God, and thy desire. So, Lord, thank you for moving according to your spirit and for your heart, oh God. Thank you for touching now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, for a mighty release now in the name of Jesus. No weapon, oh God, but they shall line up and be strong in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And let's go back to verse 6 once again. He desires truth in the parts, and he's even the thing that's been hidden. Amen. That means the things that you have tried to put away, those things that you have tried to overlook, to think that it never happened, those things that you have been dealing with. It's time out now from hiding from it, but time to deal with it. Don't run from it. Don't dread it. Just face it and deal with it. And you don't have to stand alone because the Lord is with thee. He's with you. He's with you right now, even as we speak. Glory to God, and he's moving according to your spirit and your likeness now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for his presence, for the movement right now. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, for advancing in this hour. Lord God, your people in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for the kingdom advancement to come forth now in Jesus' name. Kingdom advancement now in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. So, Lord God, move according to your word and according to your promise in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you all for all that you send and do in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your uncommon favor that should be upon now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We seal it now. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. No apologies. Amen. No apologies needed. God has done as he's doing what he desired to do. And that's what it's about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Thank you for the fire. Hallelujah. There's someone right now that your relationship with God has gotten cold. You're struggling just even because you love God, but you're not in love with God anymore. Glory to God. I thank you for rekindling. We bind up the spirit of division. We bind that any spirit that's been trying to cause a hindrance in this walk that they have with the Lord in the name of Jesus, God. They no longer should they tolerate cold years. But thank you for let there be a fire, oh God. Let there be a fire, oh God. Fire, 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 fire. Oh, God, be stirred in your spirit, oh, God. Consume them in your presence, oh, God. That they should take you at your word, oh, God, and allow your spirit to come alive in them, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Fill them with your presence tonight, oh, God. Let them walk in newness of life now. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Move, Robo Shia, Mandiri, hey, glory to God. Move in a mighty and awesome way, Lord God. There's no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, for renewing fellowship, renewing relationship with you, Lord God. And they should come into a brand new place with you, Lord God. And we bind the spirit of fear. Fear should not be their portion. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Fear should not be their portion. Fear should not and will not be their portion. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will not be their portion. Thank you for favor, uncommon favor right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. My, you are faithful God. You're an awesome God for moving on their behalf, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to move forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is so, amen. We thank the Lord for the prophetic moment. Hallelujah. God, really. Oh, my God. My God, my God. God is awesome, y'all. Hallelujah. God is awesome. He is finished. Amen. Let's get ready to get into the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's, amen. Hallelujah. Once again tonight, amen. Turn to Joshua chapter 1. Amen. So we thank the Lord for a prophetic moment tonight. Hallelujah. So everything that's hit, time to come forth and come out to God about it. No longer hiding in your closet. No longer hiding away in your old habits and ways. It's time to come fresh with God. It's time to open up to God. It's time to allow God to touch you and move through your life now. No longer hold back. No longer draw your own conclusions on God. It's time to open up to Him. Share your heart with Him that He can direct your path. Hallelujah. That's all He wants. He wants you. He wants you. Hallelujah. He don't want you just to be any kind of way. He wants you. Hallelujah. On my share near shit. He wants you to know. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Behold our desires, truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. See, the thing is, we cannot hide from our past. We cannot hide from the mistakes that we've made.
We cannot hide from the experiences that we have, the people who have done, done us wrong. Only thing we can do is pick up the pieces and keep on going ahead. You know, some people can't even do that much. But the time is coming. It's now time to shift. It's time to shift. It's time to move forward. And we must move forward. Hallelujah. God desires truth in the inward parts. If it hurts you, you're hurting. You gotta be truthful with God. If you've been rejected, be truthful with God. If they rip your heart out, be truthful with God. He desires truth. No longer being denied the name of what happened, or what with the spirit of the person who did it. It means that what it was that is turning out is trying to convince yourself. If your spirit is taking you, that is the case, then why not do it? Amen. So glory to God. Hallelujah. So amen, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now behold, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan. And all this people unto the land which I am given to thee, even to the children of Israel. Read that verse again. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to thee, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness, this Lebanon, and even the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Amen. So what's your territory? Territory. Glory to God. There shall not any man be able to stand against thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. But amen. So here we see the Lord is saying plainly, I will not fail you, nor forsake you, or leave you standing by yourself. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide inheritance in the land, which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And this book of the law shall not depart from out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. So amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have good success. Amen. So amen. So we're going to get right into this word. Amen. But I want to say, because of what God wants to do in our lives, sometimes, we just have to dive in. The next message, once again, is zoned out. And just focusing on the fact and to the story of a place that
as you see, I think it's verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So here, that verse of scripture right there, verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. We have to walk this whole word out, y'all. For God's success, for our life, we must walk out his word. There's no other way to do it. Amen. We have to walk his word. Walk out his word. It says, according to the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Amen. Moses had a commission. He had a commission to train and teach and help them to grow and develop. Amen. After freeing them from bondage. He said, turn not from it. Don't turn from the commandment to the left or to the right. Amen. That thou mayest prosper in whatsoever thou goest. So here it is, he's saying plainly, you know, Moses, as Moses was going forth, he told him to be strong. When Moses going forth, he passed away now, he's trying to move on. Now, some of us have been strategically placed by God in the right position, amen, to go forth and take flight and even assist in those areas, amen. So when we look at, when I'm talking about go forth and take flight, we're talking about the freedom, the liberty that God's called for you. Amen. That you have the liberty to serve and do all that your heart's desire to do. But God wants you to make him a priority in your life. Amen. And he says, only be strong and very courageous. Amen. You got to be strong. Amen. Very courageous. Not saying sometimes you won't have a moment. Have moments to where you might cry a little bit. You might go through some changes and you may pray, Lord, okay, God, what you going to do? You may have those moments like that. Amen. And it's okay. Don't worry about that. But remember the plan. And some of you may say, what plan? That's the plan. When you look at the plan, you have to see beyond what's written. You have to see beyond what's even thought about. You got to trust the Lord with all your heart and lead not to your own understanding. In all his ways, acknowledge him. Shall direct the path. See, we have to stay, keep him before us. In order for our path to go to the place that God wants us to, we have to line up our lives according to his word and watch God move. God is ready. He says, my servant Moses is dead. Or the words, either end of death or removed. Amen. Some of that person is gone now. So it's time for you, for me, to line up. Amen. Time for us to line up and be in position, be ready to receive, to be ready to go forth and do. If we don't, hallelujah, we're in trouble. Hallelujah, we got to learn how to surrender to God. So I encourage you tonight, surrender to God every which way. Stop trying to carry it yourself, stop trying to do it all by yourself. God wants us to trust him more. More. Trust him more. Okay. He goes on to say, thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. We should not have a desire just to fulfill one part of the word. We should desire to fulfill the whole part of the word, whole word. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Most servant did command thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Now this is where I want to go right there. You got to be zoned out, y'all. We got to be zoned out. We cannot be so easily distracted by this thing and that thing until we can't even function. We can't even move forward. We're still going backwards because we still ain't get past our things. We still got past our time. We even got past those things that have been done to us and wasn't right. It's time for us to be zoned out and move forward in Jesus' name. He said, turn not to the right hand or to the left. When a person is zoned out, they're focused. They're they're in a place of they're in a place of a focus and a concentration, amen. That all the things that want to try to happen, amen, they've been trying to come against, but it's time us, time up for us that we stand up and not be moved. Stand up and be cowardly. Stand up and be strong and vigilant. Amen. It's no time to sit back and be set up by the enemy, you know, and miss the mark. Amen. We got to go forward, have to be strong, have to be determined. Amen. So, zone means an area that is different, an area that is different from other areas in a particular way. We cannot be afraid to be different now. This is the time and this is the time and season that we have to shift with God, y'all. We got to shift with God. We cannot stay in that old place. We cannot stay where it's comfortable. It's time out for us to do what may seem right in our eyes or easy to do. God has not called us to be safe. God has not called us to be safe. We just live a safe life that we just, you know, just don't do nothing but live in a bubble. That's not what God calls us to do. He said, go ye into all the world. So get out the house. Go to all the world. Get off Facebook. Go to all the world. Get off Instagram. Get onto all the world. Forgetting those things which are behind and press into the mark of the prize of the high calling which is in Christ Jesus. It's time to go forward. It's time to have good success. It's time to do what God wants us to do and be happy. Hallelujah. The time is coming now, he is, that we have to press through some of the craziest things sometimes. But we have to know who we are and know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We got to know that. Hallelujah. These are the area that's some different. That's different from areas of in a particular way. Amen. So, you know, when we're in that zone, we look, our view of the world changes. Yeah. Our view that's before us changes. We used to see a whole bunch, but when we come tunnel vision, that means we're focused and we're just zoning out. We're zoning out. Everything else around us almost doesn't even matter. But everything has a place, amen. But when we go forth and do, we have to do, we're zoned out. We're so focused. We're in that place with God now. We're not talking about drugs. We're not talking about getting high. But we're talking about getting higher than the Lord. We're talking about doing things that's pleasing to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it also means one of the sections in the town that is used for a particular purpose. Amen. Amen. So as we continue to go see some work in progress, those areas that we want to dwell in or check out, amen, God, the Lord is going to touch our heart and move in a mighty awesome way. Then no weapon will stop us. So glory to God. Amen. Those sections, the sections of the, in the city or town that is used for a particular purpose. Amen. There's places of gathering where we're going to gather. We'll have a conversation about how the glory of God is going to do with whatever God's called for us to do, whatever he desired for us to do. It's time now. Amen. It's time. It's winding for us to come into the line of alignment with God and move according to his word. Amen. This is the time now. This is the time. A temporary state of heightened concentration. Hallelujah. A temporary time of heightened concentration experienced by a performing athlete that enables peak performance. We may not be athletes, but we want to be accurate in the word of God. We want to be accurate in our relationship with God and functioning and able. Amen. We want to be active, doing all those things he calls to do. Amen. We want to stand firm on his word. We want us not only to stand firm, but we are a strong representation of who God is. Hallelujah. We want to continue to walk in walk in our full potential and have great success. Amen. So he said the Bible, so the stuff that if we trust in the Lord, hallelujah. The Bible says if we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our understanding, we cannot be afraid to embrace God for real and let him take us higher for real.
as long as we hold back on God, God will hold back on us. Amen. So let's not allow the enemy to cause us to miss the blessing of the Lord. Amen. So, amen. So as we continue to go forth, amen, we're going to understand, as we understand, temporary state, zone is a temporary state, state of heightened concentration, experience by performing. Amen. This is the time that we got to be focused. This is the time now not to look at your past and disqualify your present and your future. Let me say that again. This is not the time to disqualify your future and stagnate your past. I mean, still stagnate your present. Amen. Take it for what it is and do what God's called you to do. Amen. Don't let the enemy steal from you any longer. It's time to go forth. Amen. So at this time, amen, we want to thank God for even what everything has been said and done. If we have any questions, concerns, any prayer requests, the floor is now open for you. Amen. Don't be afraid. This is not the time to. Amen. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6 on next week. We're going to pick up there. But don't be afraid to say who you are, what you need from God. Amen. This is why we gather, and this is why we gather. We come together to be a help, to be a blessing in whichever way we can. So we cannot hold back on God. And we have to be willing and even able to go forth and do what he's supposed to do. So, amen. So, be encouraged. Amen. So, if there's anyone right now who they have any questions, comments, concerns, press the number one. Amen. You put you in the queue box, 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press, amen. Press one to get in the queue box. Press one. Amen. So, glory to God. If there's any questions, any comments, amen, at this time, amen. I want to welcome you as well, too. Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But glory to God. Amen. Well, we thank the Lord for each and every one that's being on tonight, and we thank God for what's about to hear, what's about to happen. Amen. On this week, those who need special coverage of prayer. Amen. Thank the Lord for moving on your behalf. Amen. Glory to God. And so we also want to encourage each and every one and join us again on next week as we go a little deeper in this area. Glory to God. We're going to touch the heart of God and connect to the heart of man. So we're going to continue to do a special work that's calling for a greater sacrifice. So God bless you all, and we thank you. We thoroughly enjoyed tonight, so we bless you. We'll see you again. God bless you. Have a good night.